Articles by Fearlessly Courageous from the desk of Dennis Piller. God will accept your fragments of surrender. I talk to men and women every week who tell me there was this urge inside of them to come to church or to come to a small group meeting. They said they have been a little distant from God as of late, but there was this urge inside to come back. And I am certain of these searchings and hungering and longings in your heart are the drawings of the divine magnet, Christ Jesus. He is living in your heart by his Holy Spirit. You and I both have hindered and hindered him terribly over the years, but he desires to help us yet to get a hold of him entirely. And he comes in continually drawing on our hearts with messages by a segment of words that cause you to pause and wonder whether it was coincidence that caused you to think about God. Why, yes, blessed be God, it was. God not only claims it and works it, but God accepts whatever you bring him when you bring it. It may not be a whole loaf or a full glass, but he will multiply it within you. God accepts our surrender in pieces. God works within our hearts and works the secret of surrender in our very souls by his Holy Spirit. But it is imperative that you remember when you attempt to bring God your absolute surrender, that it may not look so absolute. As far as your feelings or your subconscious goes, they can be a thing of great imperfection. I have often doubted and hesitated and said to myself, is this absolute? But if you remember, there was a man to whom Christ said, if thou can but believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Mark 9:23. If you are able to believe, everything is possible. And his heart was afraid, and he cried out, Lord, I believe. Help me in my unbelief. Now listen to this. That was the very faith that triumphed over the devil. Weak, uncertain, feeble, but still crying out to God to help him in his fear and trembling. And the evil spirit was cast out. And if you come and say, Lord, I yield myself in absolute surrender to you, my God, even though it is with a trembling heart and with the consciousness that says, man, I don't feel the power. I do not feel the determination. I do not feel the assurance. It will succeed. But as I've been saying, don't be afraid to come just as you are, even in the midst of your doubt. In your trembling, the Holy Spirit will do his work. Can you not remember the lesson that the mighty work of the Holy Spirit does its greatest work when everything appears feeble? Look at the Lord Jesus in Gethsemane. We read that through the eternal Spirit, he offered himself as a sacrifice under God. The Almighty Spirit of God was enabling him to do it. And yet, what agony and fear and exceeding sorrow came over him and how he prayed. If you were looking on externally, you could see no sign of the mighty power of the Spirit. But the Spirit of God was there. Let that be a lesson and more than a small piece of encouragement for you. That while you may be feeble and fighting and trembling, but in faith, however wobbly it may be, the hidden work of the Holy Spirit is working. Do not fear, but yield yourself. And when you yield yourself in absolute surrender, let it be in the faith of God that he will accept it now. That is the point that is so often missing. Don't be occupied with the situation. Be occupied with God in that matter of surrender. God will eventually work out in you the light to see more clearly, have more faith, and have more confidence. It begins by looking away from ourselves and looking up to God. And finally, every one of us has cried out to God, and you may be in that place right now. But we have to accept His terms and His conditions. And we must know that they are fair and they are just. Each of us must believe that although we may be a poor worm on earth and a trembling child of God, full of failure and sin and in fear, He is within us, waiting for you to ask for more faith. Bow down and accept your terms of complete and absolute surrender. And even though you may say that in a very deep silence, remember there is a God present that takes note of it and writes it down in His book. And there is a God present who at that very moment takes possession of you. You may not feel it. You may not realize it. But God takes possession if you will trust Him. God not only claims it and works it and accepts it when I bring it, but here's the miracle, God maintains it. C.S. Lewis said, God doesn't want something from us, He simply wants us. John says in chapter 6:37, all those the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me, I will never drive away. I pray that you make it a Jesus-filled day.